Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, and welcome back to Farm Chatter. This is like a weekly event for us.
It is.
And it's pretty cool. We are, I don't know, I think at like 107 or 8 episodes. I'll have to look when
crazy.
I post this.
It's kind of crazy.
It's amazing to me.
I mean, I knew we had a lot to say, but...
But good grief.
I know. Thank you for listening. Those who are listening still.
We do appreciate it.
We just keep going forward.
And today we're going to talk about compost.
One of my favorite topics.
Right. I looked back and we did do a little bit on compost in episode 5, one of our very early podcasts. And also when we talked about keyhole gardening and what that was like with a built-in composter. And that was episode 12.
Oh, wow.
I know, a very long time ago.
And so, I could talk about it every week.
You could.
Yeah, I don't think you get quite as excited about it as I do.
I like what it leads to.
Right. Yeah, you like the food part.
Right.
Right.
And I'll link to those in the show notes if you'd like to go back and hear some of those early podcasts. But as part of our decluttering, we went through old financial records and shredded, I don't even know how many bags.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm guessing 20 or more so
far. It was a lot.
Now, there's smaller bags, but it's shredded stuff.
Right.
And you sorted through it all first, and we'll talk some about that. But I had posted a picture just on our personal pages, and that wasn't all of the shredding. You've been shredding since. But I had the bags of shredded material out in the trailer outside just so that people could see all of this, because people have been following the decluttering and you know, we really try to be good stewards of what we have. But we had this massive amount of old bills.
I couldn't believe it.
Canceled checks. I mean, we don't even hardly write checks anymore.
Well, and how long has it been since banks actually returned the physical check?
It's been, for us, it's been a really long time.
Yes.
So this is really old, outdated stuff. We just had tubs and tubs and tubs full of it because we want to save records. Now, we kept things like taxes and, you know, some of the things you should keep, but we had a lot to get rid of.
So I've been shredding every day, multiple times a day, until I overheat the little shredder.
Which is super cool. You know, I like to see smoke and stuff.
Yeah, we didn't do it.
Yeah, I didn't get to do it very much, as you can imagine, because I had to test the limits a little.
Of course you did.
Yeah, you said like 3 pieces of paper at a time, so...
You did 6?
Or 30. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But everything is done now. It is all bagged up and awaiting its next life.
Right.
And you have a plan for that.
Yeah, I do. You know, when we posted the picture of all of the paper shredded, we had some questions about that. You know, well, you know, is this okay? Because my comment on that was we would use that in compost. And we would also use it as we transplant pots into larger, some of the tomato plants will be transplanted into gallon size pots because we sell those at the market. And, you know, that'll create a nice root system. Well, you don't want to waste a bunch of soil, fill those with soil. So I always put something, usually just wadded up newspaper. We don't take the paper anymore.
Right.
So we don't really have that. But this would be perfect to put in the bottom of those pots and then put soil and put the plants in there. So I made the comment that we would be using that. Well, then there were questions about is this safe? Would this paper be safe for a compost? So I think that's what we're going to address today.
Yes. So you did some additional research. You already had some knowledge about those things from prior learning, but you did some research and really factored in how you want to use all of this shredded paper material.
Right. Again, this is how we do it. So you will get other people that'll totally disagree and say, never use paper near compost. But for us, here's what we did. And first of all, you sorted the paper.
I did. So I took out any plastics.
Which took forever.
Yes. Glossy paper, anything that was too like much of color. A colored paper. Yeah. I missed a few of those.
Not but much.
Most though. Of it is white paper with blue or black ink.
Right. And most of our checks, we, even though the checks may have had some color to them, they were printed on soy ink.
Yes.
So, you know, that was perfectly fine. And these are teeny tiny little pieces of paper. I mean, tiny.
This is a cross shredder.
Yeah.
It
which is awesome.
Obliterates everything into probably a 16th of an inch square.
Yeah, they're tiny.
So it's very light and fluffy, and it's not just the kind of straight strings of paper. This is a cross shredder.
Yeah, so these are little pieces, and they were sorted through first. And I believe that we have, first of all, we have also a lot. We have, right now, we have four composters going. One in the garage. And so that's heated up right now. So we're putting our kitchen scraps and stuff. But I've added that just a little. You know, I'm not putting bags full. But a little at a time, we will add that to our compost. And it is breaking down beautifully. And so for us, we see that as an okay thing to do.
We do. Given the inks, the sorting out of the bad paper,
and the mass amount of compost that we have and use.
So we've decided for our operation, there is not enough chemical residue in any of that to be of concern.
Right. In comparison to the rest of the compost, the organic matter and the other things that are in there, it is extremely small proportion of paper to the other matter. And it's the way that we look at it is rather than put it in the landfill, we would rather put that into something useful.
Right.
And so, you know, that's where we're coming from with it. And, you know, everyone has to make their own decision. And for us, we've decided that this is an okay thing. A little at a time, we'll be adding that to our compost. And I have also found studies. Now, you can find studies depending on who funds them to say about anything. I understand that. But there, I have found studies that have found that recycled paper, and you can even recycle cardboard, recycled paper in compost is better than some grass or straw that maybe has been treated with something.
Interesting.
So, you know, there's that.
And we do, when you mentioned cardboard, it made me think about how we do recycle cardboard when we get boxes, because we're always getting something shipped here.
Yeah.
We use those boxes under mulch
as
a weed block. And it will eventually break down. You've used it as pathways in the garden. So we are recycling that and letting that decompose right here too.
And being in the country, you know, and also, you know, we're in a rural area anyway. A lot of cities will have recycling programs.
Yes.
And we have some in this area, but we do as much as we can right here. And yeah, the cardboard we put, now if we have like a pizza box that has like cheese on it or something, we break that down. And
right,
that
goes off to the municipal recycling.
Now you can use those. There's people that do, but you know, we don't do that. So for the questions, we would like for your feedback. I mean, we're good with that. But just know that everything that we say on here is not the only way to do it. Research it for yourself.
Right. Or as we do, take bits and pieces from different methods, different sources, and piece those together to something that works for you.
Yeah. And I feel okay about doing that. And I think it's a good use of what could have been trash.
Yes.
And could have been thrown right into the landfill. We're putting into our soil, which, you know what that means then?
More soil, more vegetables.
Right. More soil, more vegetables. And today I surprised you. You were in the kitchen and I was dumping out the composter.
Yes.
Yeah. I think you really like this.
So I am washing up the breakfast dishes and I turn around and there you are in the doorway of the kitchen with a container of compost.
It was only a
in the kitchen.
Few gallons, but I wanted you to see it.
And I did. And it was lovely,
it was
dark,
beautiful.
Rich compost.
Yeah, I'm not sure you appreciated it quite as much as I did. So for those of you out there, you might not want to take your compost directly into the kitchen.
Not always best.
But
you didn't
set
it down or anything. You
no,
held
I didn't.
It.
I was just so excited to show you because I'm trying to remember. I think it's been less, around a month maybe. But out of that, out of our kitchen scraps and a little bit of this paper, and we had 5 gallons of beautiful composted material that we will use in our other composters. And some of it I will put directly onto the soil. But this I dumped because it was nice and hot. Now it's sleeting here today. It's cold. So it's not going to stay hot for very
right.
long. But that'll be really good. I put it in the keyhole composter this time. We have several to choose from, but I try to share the love between them all. But it was great to have 5 gallons of compost that we created right here because we do eat a lot of vegetables.
We do.
So we just keep putting it right back into what we do.
It is a wonderful cycle.
It is. And so there you have it. That's our view on paper in the composter. Let us know what you think.
That's right.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of 5 Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at 5felinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more 5 Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at 5felinefarm.com. Until next time.